Hello and welcome to another episode of Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. We couldn't let September go by without covering one of our favorite topics ever. And that is, of course, Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Love me some Aragorn.
It's all about Legolas.
Beautiful hair.
Yes. Now we're talking about Harry Potter because
Of course. We
haven't done that enough.
Oh, I'm Josh, by the way.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm Rebecca. In case you forgot.
And we're your one-stop guide to Hogwarts and everything Harry Potter.
School. Like as a school.
Yeah, we're going to be talking specifically
not
about Hogwarts today. I'll be bringing you through what a year looks like in Hogwarts, from choosing your classes and houses and whatnots.
Yep.
Rebecca's going to give you some history.
Yep, like always, coming at you with the boring history stuff.
Hey, history's great. You got to know where you came from in order to know where you're going to go.
Wow, that was prophetic.
I got that from somewhere, and I have no idea where.
A fortune cookie, maybe?
Sure. That's a long fortune cookie.
That is a long fortune cookie.
Yeah, okay. So, and as you know, St. Cloud is doing their whole month of Harry Potter celebration.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out.
Very jealous.
Month,
I heard
the
it's
month ends.
Decorated pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is. There's sculptures. There is decorations lining the whole library. There's stuffs. And
that's neat. I'm not jealous at all.
Great. Not jealous at all.
Not jealous at all.
We're going to have to go there.
We're going to have to do it. Yeah.
Okay. So,
I should probably go first, right? Yeah, because we're talking about Hogwarts, a history.
Hogwarts, a history.
Not the Bathilda Bagshot book.
This is heresy, then.
Probably information found in Hogwarts, a history.
Do you think they had, like, a wizard's, like, Wikipedia?
How would they access it?
I don't know.
Like, they don't have
like
the internet.
Off-brand history, off-brand retelling.
Because everything you read in a book is true.
Is there a Hogwarts for dummies?
Yeah, it's called Ilvermorny. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Burn. Okay.
Hogwash.
I see what you did there. So, Hogwarts was established in the early Middle Ages, specifically the year 993.
It's an old castle.
Commissioned by the four founders to a wizard architect who has no name, I guess. But when you enter...
His name was Hogwarts, duh.
Maybe it was. It doesn't actually talk about where the name came from. But his statue can be seen upon entering Hogwarts.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's that really tall robed guy with the mini castle in his hand.
That's the size of it. And then he just made it grow.
Yeah. Maybe he was a giant. And he was just like, beep, boop, 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 and put it down.
It's like Legos.
Yeah. It is a large building. It's 7 stories high.
Ooh.
It has 142 staircases, which,
that's,
by the way,
that's too many.
That is a lot. The ones that move were Rowena Ravenclaw's idea, so... Thanks for that.
I really want to confuse students and make them late for things.
Right. So Salazar Slytherin made the Chamber of Secrets and Rowena Ravenclaw made the moving staircases. Gosh, guys. It's like you don't want people to come to your school.
You gotta put your secrets somewhere.
So physically, the castle is built in a valley surrounded by mountains on the Scottish Highlands. It's unplottable, so it has no specific location that's known. It's just near the Muggle city of Dufton.
Of course it is.
In Scotland. There is a great lake to the south of the main. The huge oak front doors to the entrance hall faced west, with the Forbidden Forest extending around the west side of the castle. To Muggles, it just looks like an abandoned castle with caution keep out signs. And it's also protected by numerous ancient spells, as you can tell from the movie.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Mm-hmm. It is this magical atmosphere that causes all technology to fail on the premises. So, cell phones, laptops.
Like, just not gonna unusable?
Work. Yes.
Or just you don't have a signal?
Well, I would imagine in the Scottish Highlands, you probably don't have great service anyway.
No. Fair enough.
But that's why there's no cell phones or anything like that. There's no computers. Nothing. Sure, that's why. We'll say that.
Yeah. For narrative purposes.
The school is state-owned, but funded by the Ministry of Magic, and accepts students from Great Britain and Ireland. Children with magical abilities are enrolled at birth. Acceptance confirmed by Owl at age 11.
Did not know that.
I didn't know that
That's
either.
That's interesting. Okay.
Muggleborns are visited by a staff member so that they can explain the wizarding world and, you know, genuinely squelch
panic.
Imagine
you were just living your, like, plain old muggle life, and then, like, all of a sudden someone comes and, like, hey.
You're a wizard.
You ever do things you couldn't explain?
All the time. Where's my letter, guys? Come on.
Ooh.
Must have fallen through the cracks. The motto on the crest, which of course shows the four houses, says in Latin, Draco dormiens nunquam tillandus, which is never tickle a sleeping dragon, which is probably sound advice.
So Draco.
Draco, yeah.
Is dragon.
Yeah. Which makes that character that much cooler. His name means dragon in Latin.
I wish he was cooler.
Yeah. Not the tough guy he is. Okay, so students have two different tests in their time at Hogwarts. First being the OWLS, Ordinary Wizarding Levels, that are standard testing, mandatory in year 5. And then after you get passing grades in those, you go on to the NEWTs, the nastily exhausting wizarding tests that are optional in year 7.
Is that really what it stands for?
Yes. Nastily exhausting wizarding tests.
That's terrible. That's a terrible name.
You have to get good grades in these if you want to be specific careers like ORS or whatever. You have to get good grades in specific subjects.
How did Ron get
right?
I guess with a lot of help. But.
Something fishy. So do you know by heart the school song?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Well, so do I, but I don't know it by heart. So I'm going to teach all of our listeners the school song, but I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to sing it because you're welcome. It's Hogwarts, Hogwarts, Hoggy, Warty, Hogwarts. Teach us something, please. Whether we be old and bald or young with scabby knees, our heads could do with filling with some interesting stuff. For now, they're bare and full of air, dead flies and bits of fluff. So teach us things worth knowing. Bring back what we forgot. Just do your best. We'll do the rest and learn until our brains all rot.
This is such a, like, a... like a... It's dark. It's, I feel like
it is pretty dark. So the information that I have here, I got off of the Harry Potter wiki, which is like mostly fueled by Pottermore. But we have a book that's coming to our collection soon, which I'm sure has similar information, called Harry Potter: The Mysteries of Hogwarts by Jody Revinson, and it looks really, really cool. Can't wait for it to come in. It's going to be found in 791.43 of the nonfiction section.
Be good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you ready to start your time at Hogwarts?
Yeah, we're going to school. What's the gist?
So, school year begins September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
As most Potter fans would know.
Yep.
Hogwarts Express leaves King's Cross Station precisely at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., yeah.
Bringing students to Hogsmeade Station where... the second and seventh years ride horseless.
Bestral-led
carriages. Bestral-led carriages up to the castle. And first years cross the lake in boats. With Hagrid. I don't know. Would you prefer carriage or boat?
Carriage. Easy.
Yeah, that's fair. And then there you have the start of the year feast, sorting hat, which I'm wearing
currently. You're wearing it, yeah. He's sleeping, I guess, the hat.
Yeah.
Unless you can hear voices in your head. Can you hear voices right now?
All the time.
Oh, okay.
Then a few words from the headmaster. There are vast quantities of food and drink, as always.
Yum.
Which is probably the most exciting part. Like, I would always be eating.
Yeah, I feel like the Great Hall would probably be my favorite place at school because the ceiling is bewitched to mimic the outside weather. So on a snowy or a rainy day, it's probably glorious. And then just like food all the time. Because of the house elves.
You think students' diets are monitored at all?
No.
Because, like,
well,
you could just eat tons of dessert.
Yeah, like, I mean,
all
like,
the time. And having that kind of freedom with no parents there, yeah.
That's true. Although they only really have, like, yeah, I guess it's true.
No, they have desserts.
That makes me wonder about several things.
So there would be a few, when the feast is concluded, there would be a few more words from the headmaster, including start of term notices, such mm-hmm. as, you know, stay away from the forbidden forest.
Off limits.
Don't go up to the strange corridors, and, you know, other things. If you don't want to die a most painful death. Classes begin the next day. Schedules are handed out at breakfast, which I have classes for first years here.
Oh, okay, cool.
So classes for first years include astronomy, uh-huh. charms. You know, we don't hear much about astronomy, which is weird.
No.
Defense against the dark arts, herbology, history of magic, potions, and transfigurations. And those finals are in June. But these classes, they stick with for their whole time at Hogwarts, and then they have the option to add electives, I believe, their second year. So let's go back to... Oh, yeah. Let's talk about houses for a second. Do you know, and I'm going to quiz you here. So... Broken down into four different houses. We have Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin.
Yes.
You know those. Do you know the heads of all those houses? Like, which professor is the head of each house?
Professor Sprout is Hufflepuff?
Yes.
Minerva McGonagall is Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm.
Severus Snape is Slytherin.
Yep.
And Professor Flitwick is Ravenclaw.
Good. Do you know the house ghosts?
The Bloody Baron in Slytherin.
Yeah.
Nearly Headless Nick in Gryffindor. The Fat Friar in Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And the Grey Lady.
I think reading the books has given you an advantage.
In Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Did I get them right?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
How about house animals?
You mean like they're...
They're like their symbols.
Okay, yeah. So Hufflepuff is badger. Gryffindor is lion. Ravenclaw is book eagle. Movie crow. And
I don't get that.
Slytherin is snake.
And there are two colors for each house?
Slytherin is green and gray. Well, silver.
Silver.
In the movie, Ravenclaw is blue and silver. In the book, it's blue and bronze. Gryffindor is red and yellow. And Hufflepuff is yellow and black.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Just quizzing it.
Harry Potter has been, like, I've been reading it every single day for, like, the last, what, 2 months, so.
Well, that means you better have gotten those. Okay, so, with classes out of the way, Quidditch trials start this second week. Would you try out for Quidditch?
No, I would do terrible at Quidditch.
There are also flying lessons for first years, you know, just.
That I would need.
Up.
Up.
Yeah.
Up.
Then the Halloween feast on the evening of October 31st.
Yeah.
Hundreds of live bats flying around. Which,
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
As a decoration. Which
I hope they don't poop. Like
poop?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that a problem?
But the owls do when they come in for bringing in the mail, because that's specifically addressed in the books. But if they're magical enchanted bats, maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't. They just don't poop. These bats don't poop.
Because they're not real.
Hey, they're real.
They're magical.
The feast includes delicious pumpkin treats.
Yes.
The first Quidditch match begins the beginning of November. And then the second week of December, McGonagall will take the names of those who are staying over the Christmas holidays. Would you stay or would you go home for the holidays?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it seems pretty magical there, but like... you know, if home cooking, I don't know. That's pretty tough. Are you saying
you don't like the Hogwarts cooking?
I would want to probably go home. My first year, I would definitely go home. Maybe towards the end, I wouldn't.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. December 25th, the Christmas feast. And then shortly after January 1st, the Hogwarts Express will return for the start of second term. Easter holidays is a two-week break. Students can go home for those 2 weeks. Exams, like I said before, are held the first week of June, and then the results come a week after that. There is a leaving feast, sometimes called the end of term feast, as the evening before the Hogwarts Express goes home. And then, you know, the house cup is awarded
to Gryffindor, because we're the best.
So I have
at everything
year by year, at least by the books, of
the scores for
the scores.
House cups?
Yes.
Gryffindor across
which
the board.
Which isn't very, because it's not described. It gets less and less described as the books go on.
Well, so. Yeah, because in the last book, they're not even in school, so what do they care?
Yeah, I know. Hey, house cups the most important thing to me, in my eyes. So, first year, Gryffindor wins last minute.
Yes.
Because the total score, before the points were added for Gryffindor, was Slytherin at the top with 472 points,
mm-hmm.
Ravenclaw with 426 points, Hufflepuff with 352 points, and Gryffindor with 312 points.
Mm-hmm.
But due to some last-minute additions of 170 points in total,
well-deserved,
brought Gryffindor to 482 points. A total of 10 points above Slytherin, thanks to Neville Longbottom.
Yeah, way to go, Neville.
The second year, Gryffindor wins again.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yep.
Winning another 400 extra points at the end of the year. That's ridiculous. The third year, Gryffindor again. You know, this would be really demoralizing to be like, attending school with Harry Potter and just like, you'll never win the house cup.
You'll never win the house cup. You know, unless he dies, which is like...
Oh, jeez.
He's in constant threat of dying. Can you cut him some slack? He deserves some house points.
The only reason they won the third year was because they won the Quidditch Cup. That gave them their extra win.
Yeah.
Which...
Because they're by far the best Gryffindor team.
So the Quidditch Cup gives extra house points?
Yes. Yep.
Interesting. Did not know that.
Yeah.
The fourth year, there was no...
House cup. We were mourning Cedric.
Yeah, because Cedric died, so everything was in black.
Yes.
The following years were actually unspecified. So.
Yeah,
because it got dark. And no one cared about the house cup apparently anymore.
No.
I don't know why. It's a cool cup. It's whatever.
That's because Dumbledore died in year 6.
Like that was important.
And then year 7, Harry's not there, so.
A few different notes about daily routines at Hogwarts. There are two morning classes with a break between, followed by lunch and a break. After lunch, classes resume at 1 p.m. Supper is served in the Great Hall toward the evening, after which the students are expected to be in their house common rooms for studying and socializing. Curfew for older students is 9 p.m. And there is no bedtime, like set bedtime after supper, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's interesting, because like when I was in boarding school, I had a lights out time, which was lights out.
See, I feel like the rules at Hogwarts are very lax.
Yes.
It's like, go to bed whenever you want. You want to eat dessert, whatever, fine, do it.
Yeah, and like the Hufflepuff house is down by the kitchens, and the Hufflepuff students go in and out all the time to get food,
man,
and things. Yeah. I would be super fat.
I would.
I would be so fat.
That's why they have the fat fryer. I bet you the fat fryer knows like all the best like dishes and stuff. Like all like
he can't taste any of it. He's
I know,
dead.
But like he would know.
That would be the worst. I don't understand why he's the Hufflepuff ghost, because he can like see them all eating and he can't eat it. It's awful.
He's there. He's cool.
It's awful.
Okay, so I mentioned electives for their second year, and they can choose, I believe, up to, let's see, they can choose two or more electives. So from their choices, they have ancient runes, arithmancy, which we looked up extensively.
Yeah, I learned yesterday. A lot about arithmancy.
Yeah, numbers.
It's how
numbers,
to tell the future with numbers in your name.
Yeah. Too much numbers for me. Care of magical creatures.
Which would be, yeah, great.
Divination. And yes. Muggle studies. Which, so, if you're a Muggle-born, like, student attending Hogwarts, wouldn't you have, like, a weird advantage?
Yeah, which is probably, like, if you want an easy A, take Muggle studies.
It's like, I know a lot about Muggle studies. I know exactly what rubber ducks do.
Hermione loves Muggle studies. It's like one of her favorite classes.
What?
She is a Muggle.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to me. What is she going to learn?
I mean, Muggle studies could be like the history.
But like, is it Muggle studies in like reference to interactions with Muggles in the wizarding world?
I think it's like the history and lives of Muggles. Like you'd be learning about
like
the Revolutionary War and stuff.
Normal history
for us, but not for them.
I guess
the wizards would never know anything about like the Civil War or whatever.
And then at the years following this, they can students can choose to add or subtract elective classes, but they always have to keep those same core classes from their first year. Then you have the owls the fourth year, or begin preparing for owls the fourth year, and then the owls the fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your newts your seventh year. But yeah.
Nastily exhausting wizard test.
That's such a weird name. Then, depending on your scores from those tests, you get to go into your wizarding career. Which.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this before? We might have.
Yeah.
What did you want to be?
I wanted to be like. I don't know, just a normal job.
What, at the ministry?
I don't want to be an auror, because, like, that sounds exhausting.
Scary.
Yeah, I don't know. Can I just be, like, a magical farmer, or?
Magical farmer? What would you grow?
Like, pumpkins. All year long.
All the time pumpkins.
Well, they have pumpkin juice all year long, so those pumpkins have got to be coming from somewhere, so...
That's fair.
I'll just be a magical pumpkin grower.
Okay. I always thought an interesting career would be like a broom maker, which I was like, so is that the equivalent of like...
That's such a random choice.
A car?
Like a car factory?
Like a car factory?
Yeah.
Is there like broom factories?
Probably.
Do they go broom broom?
Oh man, that was bad. Should just edit that out. Do you think though, I mean, I've been to boarding school, so it's very similar environment to what they have in Hogwarts. Do you think you would be able to thrive in the boarding school
environment?
Yeah. Where you can never like truly get away from anybody?
Yeah, I would definitely thrive.
I would not. I value my privacy and my alone time.
That's what the room of requirement is for.
Yeah, but like, I feel like the room of requirement is probably always busy.
It wasn't busy when they found it.
It's true.
So no one knew about it.
If it was what I needed, it would just be like
a room,
big
with like
dark
a
room full of like
pillows
and candles and books. Yeah, and snacks. A house elf who just brings you whatever you want. That'd be nice. Well, that was fun. Learning a day in the life of a Hogwarts student.
Yeah. So I do have a program that goes along with our... That kind of goes along with our Harry Potter themed. And it is setting the standard for our spooky episodes.
Yes,
which are to come for October.
Spoopier and spoopier from now on.
Yeah. So, at the BVL Library, they are having Monster Movie Nights starting October 1st at 6 p.m. They're going to be showing a lot of haunted film classics, starting with The Addams Family.
Yes! Da-da-da-da.
They're coming out with a new movie, too.
Yeah, let's not focus on that.
Doesn't look that great.
It doesn't look great.
That's fine.
I'll see it so that I can judge, but I'm not holding my breath.
We'll give you Rebecca's review whenever she sees it.
Yeah.
But book it on down to the library for that. It's always nice to enjoy a good movie after a long day.
Yeah.
As far as book recommendations go, I have been really bad at reading.
Harry Potter.
But get that book that Rebecca mentioned earlier.
Yes.
That's going to be in our system soon. We actually got a whole bunch of new Harry Potter themed book.
Yeah, we got a whole lot. We got new cookbooks. We got new movie books.
Yeah, we have actually, I think, two new volumes of like movie magic books that go in behind the scenes. They come with lots of details and lots of like filler stuff movies, inside, such as like newspapers, masks, Death Eater masks, stickers and whatnot.
So you can go onto our website, osceolalibrary.org, and search the catalog for Harry Potter. And then you can see all of the cool new stuff that we've got in the system to celebrate Harry Potter this month.
Yeah. And I think that's going to wrap it up here for us. I'm going to go get sorted again.
Again? You're having house identity issues?
I am. just remember, we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction, friends.